Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Innova Capital Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, a disclaimer: this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. The statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand this conference over to Mr. Ayush Kumar Garg, Head of IR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings call today to review the operational financial performance for Q2 and H1 FY26. We have with us Mr. Vinay Luharivala, Managing Director, Mr. Lokesh Bhasin, Chief Financial Officer, and representatives from SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. I trust you had the opportunity to review our financial results and the investor presentation, both of which are available on our website, as well as on the stock exchange website. Should you have any further questions after this call, our Investor Relations team will be happy to assist you. With that, I now hand over the call to Mr. Vinay for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ayush. Good morning, everyone, and thank you all for joining us for today's earnings call. Innova Capital continued to build on its strong growth trajectory in the second quarter of the financial year, delivering a robust year-on-year growth of 19.5% both in Q2 and H1 FY26, reaching rupees 380 crore and 732 crore, respectively. This performance comes despite the challenging backdrop of declining API prices, which directly impacts our CDMO business. However, we are now seeing early signs of price stabilization. During the quarter, we witnessed healthy volume growth at group level, which is a testament to our expanding market presence and strong customer demand. Briefing on profitability, we achieved year-on-year EBITDA growth of 8% in Q2 FY26 and of 17% in H1 FY26. EBITDA margin remained within our estimated level of around 15%. PAT margin was also around 8%. I would also like to bring to your attention the fact that during this quarter, our manufacturing capabilities were further strengthened with the successful inspection of our cephalosporin plant in Baddi by U.K. Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, that is U.K. MHRA, and our Jammu facility by State Service of Ukraine on Medicines and Drug Control, SMDC. These milestones underscore our adherence to global quality standards and reinforce our presence in key international markets. I would like to highlight that we cater to some of the most prominent pharmaceutical companies in India as our CDMO client. Several of these partners have already completed their audit and review data from stability batches, process validation batches, and other key parameters at our newly commissioned Jammu facility. We have already commenced business operations with some of them, while discussions with others are at an advanced stage. This provides a strong foundation for scale-up in the near term. Coming to each business area, our CDMO operation, through which we serve our 300 clients across the globe, witnessed a year-on-year growth of 15% in Q2 2026 and 12% in H1 FY26. Despite the temporary pressure from lower API prices, this resilience highlights the strength and diversity of our client base and product portfolio. The branded generic business, which is our front-end operation with a direct presence across India and key regulated and semi-regulated markets globally, continued its strong growth trajectory. This was driven by the expansion of our product basket and enhanced market efforts. The business recorded an accelerated year-on-year growth of 31% in Q2 FY26 and 43% in H1 FY26. As we move into the second half of the financial year, we remain optimistic about sustaining our growth momentum. We have a strong order book which will feed growth in the business in the coming months. Further continued operation efficiency at our manufacturing sites and possible stabilization in API price provides a strong foundation for the coming quarters. Our focus will remain on maintaining high service quality, deepening client relationship and optimizing our cost structure to deliver consistent value creation. With a disciplined approach and a clear roadmap, we believe Innova Captive is well positioned to deliver sustainable growth and create long-term value for all stakeholders. With this, I now hand over to Mr. Lokesh to detail about the financial performance for this quarter.
Thank you, sir, and good morning, everyone. I will now take you through the financial highlights for Quarter 2 and H1 FY26. Our consolidated revenue stood at Rs. 380.4 crores, registering year-on-year growth of 19.5%. For H1 FY26, the consolidated top line was Rs. 731.9 crores. Exports contributed 30% to the overall revenue mix, both in Quarter 2 FY26 and H1 FY26. Reflecting a well-diversified geographical presence. CDMO business clocked Rs. 265.7 crores of revenue as compared to Rs. 230.6 crores in Quarter 2 FY25, thereby registering year-on-year growth of 15%. For H1 FY26, CDMO business revenue totaled to Rs. 515.2 crores. The growth was propelled by deeper client engagement and expansion of our product portfolio. The branded generic business continued to deliver stellar growth and recorded revenue of Rs. 114.6 crores with a year-on-year growth of 31%. H1 FY26 revenue from this business cumulated to Rs. 216.7 crores with a year-on-year growth of 43%. The EBITDA grew to Rs. 56.1 crores for this quarter vis-a-vis Rs. 51.9 crores in Quarter 2 FY25, the signifying growth of 8%. For H1 FY26, EBITDA was Rs. 112.6 crores versus Rs. 96.2 crores in H1 FY25, growing by 17%. EBITDA margin was 14.7% in Quarter 2 FY26. And 15.4% in H1 FY26. Profit after tax for Quarter 2 FY26 was Rs. 29.7 crores and Rs. 60.7 crores for H1 FY26. With this, we would like to conclude our opening remarks and open the floor for further question and answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from ASK NDP MS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, I understand that, there was a GST, impact that could have impacted the volumes. And second is also that, we have this tax benefit coming in, with GST, being reimbursed. Can you hear me? Hello?
So could you please come closer to the mic?
Yeah, sure.
Is it audible?
Yes, it's audible. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I would like to understand the impact on GST. One, was there any disruption because of, the GST in this quarter? I mean, from our client's end. And second is going forward, given that, the manufacturing at Jammu gets benefit in terms of GST coming back to us. Is there any thought process change? I mean, how are we going ahead with, you know, the dialogues with the Jammu government, you know, with respect to the GST? Some color on this.
Yeah. Thank you, Sudarshan. So, so this quarter, as you all know, that the center government has reduced the GST rate to two rate structure. So, in our pharmaceutical formulation business, the rate has been reduced from 12% to 5%. So, as you know that in Jammu, we have a direct benefit of GST incentive. So, let's say we have the 12% GST incentive and subject to a maximum incentive of approximately 75-80 crore. So now the, our benefit will reduce to from 12% to 5%. Whereas the overall quantum of the GST benefit will remain the same. So earlier, let's say if we need to do annual sale of 650 crore to achieve the complete incentive, now it will be approximately, let's say, 1400 crore. So in short term, yes, definitely we are adversely impacted. But in long, say, post 2 to 3 years' time, as this Jammu project is expected to do the revenue, let's say, from more than 1000 crore. So that time, I think the benefit, the adverse impact will be neutralized. But in certainly that 12% reduction to the 5%, it's a straightaway 7% benefit has been gone.
Sure. So there will be about 30 crores impact versus what we had initially thought about. That is on the reimbursement side. Even if you're assuming that there is a scale up for the next 2 years, about 30, 40, 50 crores.
So I'm not able to hear you clearly. You need to speak
so
again.
It's about 30, 40 or of anywhere between 30 to 50 crores given the kind of scale up that you had in outline in the utilization of Jammu in the next couple of years, just in the next couple of years, post which we will basically catch up.
So we cannot measure the, that impact in this way, but certainly that we are going to get the, let's say, 12% reimbursement. Instead of that, we are going to get the 5% reimbursement. So this business is basically, total business is B2B. Most of the business is B2B. So in that case, let's say, if we are going to pass some percentage point to our customer, that will be reduced. So exactly we cannot say that the 7% impact will be transferred to the P&L. So the pricing will be redefined.
Okay, sure, got that. And sir,
yeah.
With respect so let's to
say,
the first half.
Yeah, let's say from the other area, if we have the earlier 12% advantage, now the advantage remains as 5%.
Sure, sure. So got it. So you will basically reduce the benefit that you are passing on to the client. It's not necessary that you will take the entire hit on that side.
Yes, yes. So, simply, it's like aadha glass bhara hai, aadha glass khali hai. So if you see from the bottom, the aadha glass bhara hai, still we have the 5% benefit. And if you see from the top, so aadha glass khali hai, so 7% margin is loose.
Sure. Got it.
Yeah.
And sir, vis-a-vis what we had earlier envisaged, I mean, we thought that, you know, Jammu, we can basically do that 400 crores, you know, from the facility. Given that the first half we have basically, you know, reported, if I'm looking at it, close to about, you know, close to 700 odd crores, 730 odd crores in terms of sales. The implied sales for the second half seems to be very high. I mean, it has to be, you know, between 450 to 500. I mean, I understand that there has been a fall in API prices as well. In this context, I mean, do you still believe that the 400 crores of target is achievable?
So let's say, sir, Jammu number is currently for the H1 is somewhere around 120 crore. So for the H1, we have achieved a number of 120 crore. So let's say if we double it, it is approximately 240-250 crore. And that is with the API correction, like in a potassium clavinate, somewhere it was 18,000, now it is 13,000. So in few of the API, there is a 15 to 20% correction. So So still we are on the clear-cut trajectory, professional trajectory of 250, right? And we believe that in the next half, we will do better from Jammu also, what we have done in H1. Despite the cut of GST, we are saying that we will do better in Jammu sales in the H2. So it looks like a clear-cut trajectory of 300 crore, what we can say. Say, let's say, so if we make like 75-75, then it will be like a 270-280 crore. So let us correct our guidance from 400 to, let's say, 280-270 crore.
Sure, sir. Sure. And sir, if I'm
Sorry to interrupt.
The longer term.
So, Sudarshan, I would request you to kindly rejoin the queue as there are participants. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gautam Rajesh from Everflow Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was on what sort of growth do you expect from over the next 3 to 5 years? How do we see this growth? That would be my first question,
sir. Rajesh. Thank you, Rajesh. So if you see our past history, we have always doubled our top line in 3 to 4 year time. So that translates into a 20% plus growth trajectory. Similarly, post-IPO, if you see, we are committed to maintain the same trajectory. So let's say, if you see the post-IPO, our level was 1,000-1,200 CR. So in the next 3 years, our target is to double our top line and vis-à-vis EBITDA and PAT. So similarly, we are committed to that, and we see there is no challenge in that.
Understood. Thank you. And my next question was on the Jammu facility plan. How do you see the Jammu expansion change our growth trajectory? How much of this growth that you're saying would come from Jammu? How do you see the growth trajectory in Jammu? And also on what CapEx have you done for this facility, and what is the peak revenue we can expect from this?
Yes. So we have, Rajesh, we have invested a total amount of around 480+ crores in Jammu. And on a peak level, see, if I talk about an optimum capacity level, so we are expecting it at an optimum capacity level of, say, 65%-70%, we should be getting a revenue of north of 1,400 crores from Jammu facility.
All right. And when do we see this happening? Will it take 3 years? 2 years?
Yes. So yes. So let's say this is the ramp-up plan is like 3 to 4 year plan that we should reach in 3 years, 1,000 crore plus, right? So that's why we always say that the 20% plus growth trajectory should be maintained in the coming time.
All right. And sir, just on your first question, what are the other benefits? Is the 5% GST the only benefit that we get from Jammu facility, or are there any other benefits of having the facility over there?
Interesting. So basically, what I understood is that you were asking that what are the benefits other than GST that we are going to accrue from Jammu plant?
Yes. My understanding is 5% now due to the GST this thing. Is there any other benefit that we have from the Jammu facility?
That is right. In addition to GST incentive benefits, we are eligible for an interest subvention benefit on the term loan that we have taken on the plant and machinery for Jammu to the tune of 6% of our finance cost.
All right. Thank you, sir. That would be it from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. The next question is from the line of Saket from Sagari Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. So first of all, congrats to the management for excellent numbers as well as strong guidance despite a volatile environment. So sir, first question would be that you talked about, while the prices did seem to erode a bit during the quarter, but volume numbers were strong. So can you help us with what was the volume growth and what was the price decline, sir, on a consolidated basis, especially for the CDMO manufacturing side? Hello.
Hello. Mr. Saket, please repeat your question.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. And again, congratulations to the management for excellent numbers despite volatile environment and also for a strong guidance. So sir, my first question would be that you said that the volume growth was excellent despite price erosion. So for the domestic CDMO manufacturing side, what was the volume growth and what was the price decline, sir?
So Saket, it is a complex environment. So in our case, there are two factors for the growth. One is, of course, our J&K facility, which is putting a growth number, right? The other one is the Baddi volume growth. So let's say I request Lokesh for the volume growth number.
Yes. So if we talk about our volume growth on our ex-Jammu basis for our manufacturing facilities at Baddi, so overall, while the negative price volume is in the range of 10%-12%, and at the same time, our volume growth was around 8%-10%.
Okay. Fantastic. Thanks for this. Yeah. So sir, my next question would be that you talked about things stabilizing, but you've also been highlighting that anti-infective was the big culprit as far as price erosion goes. So the stabilization is now seen across segment or including, say, anti-infectives, this price stabilization, and how is the volume picking up, say, for the almost now we are 40%-45% for Q3. So is the volume growth sustaining, sir?
Yeah.
I'm talking about ex-Jammu.
Yes. So if you see the API prices, there are a few early signs of reversal of the API pricing. Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So there are early signs of reversal of API price, or we can say the bottom out of the API pricing trend. That's why we speculate that in the near future or the coming financial year, there should not be any further degrade in the prices. But let's say it all depends on the supply demand and the capacity availability in the future prices. Nobody can predict the actual trend.
Fair point, sir. Fair point. Sir, another question that one of our listed peers, they said that there has been increased compliance pressure, especially for the domestic regulators in wake of, again, the cough syrup incidents, as well as the focus on implementing a Schedule M, the new Schedule M, as they are saying. So in your experience, can you highlight if even you are witnessing, say, increased compliance pressure, which is leading to, say, longer approval timelines? So for example, the validation batches or the stability data that was required in the earlier era could have been, say, X months. Today, it's 2X or 3X months. So something if you can highlight, because in the long term, it can be really positive, but in the short term, maybe the approvals or, say, capacity ramp-up of our facilities might take slightly longer. So if you can share something on this compliance aspect, especially from the domestic regulator side, and any areas where you are seeing more double clicks from the regulators, like more samples or longer approval timelines. So something on that front, sir.
So sir, let's say, sir, with the timeline, every regulatory agency is getting stringent and stringent, whether it's our CDSCO or international guideline. And even across the vertical, if you see, with time, every regulator and industry get mature, and that's why we call it CGMP. So C is for the current. So the GMP process gets mature, regulator or industry understanding gets mature, and with time, that gets stringent and stringent. And we see the challenge and opportunity both in all these regulatory updates. Those companies who are complying with the standards and put themselves ahead of the curve, will see a bright and better future. So our job is to, let's say, understand, read the guideline properly and comply in advance. As a company, that is our focus area, that we should comply in advance with the old regulation across the, whether it's a pharma or any other thing, right? We should be ahead in the compliance network so that we can get the advantage and we can do the business peacefully.
Got it, sir. So are you seeing any delay or longer approval timelines from the Indian regulator, something that if you have seen in the recent past?
So that individual comment we don't want to do on any issue. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks for responding to the answers and best of luck for the coming quarters.
Thank you,
sir. The next question is from the line of Ankit Cha from Canara Robeco AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Yeah. So my first question is, you know, with the lower GST incentives, any margin impact that you would like to call out, and any guidance for this year? Also, we had this target of reaching 15% plus margin. So will that happen once Jammu ramps up completely?
So, Ankitji, thank you. This year, Ankitji, our target was on the top line. So it's a newly commissioned facility. So we are targeting to acquire customers and to achieve the earlier guidance value of 400 crore turnover on the yearly basis. So definitely our margin may adversely impact because of the GST reduction. But as we, as I already covered that it's a B2B business, then that's why the pricing will be redefined. So the benefit passed to the customer, all that can be redefined. So still we are optimistic that in long term, our 15% margin should sustain.
Got it. Right. And second question was, our receivables and inventory has risen, and working capital days has also increased by 12 days. So can you explain the reason for that?
Yes, Ankitji, so that is the major reason of our increase in working capital investment is mainly due to sustain of the ongoing growth pattern and our to sustain our future growth projection. So that's why we have to do certain investment in our working capital to support our upcoming growth.
So let's say once the sale will be on the improved number, the days will be normalized.
Okay. So essentially it will come back to 85-90.
Normal level. 90. Yes.
Those were the questions. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Bhama from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
Yes,
good afternoon, sir. First of all, congratulations on the strong set of numbers. I had two questions. One is a clarification on the earlier quoted number. So it was said that Jammu at the peak potential will do north of 1,000 crore or north of 1,400 crore.
So, Jammu, if I talk about numbers, so Jammu, normally our CDMO manufacturing capabilities peaked out at a capacity utilization of, say, 65% to 70%. So, going by the full potential of our Jammu plant, if down the year from 4 to 5 years, we should be estimating to reach a 65% to 70% capacity utilization, which will translate into 1,400 crores, north of 1,400 crores.
Understood.
Yes,
understood. And my second question is regarding contribution of Seren Bio for this quarter. You can clarify that. That will be helpful.
Sorry, can you please repeat your question?
I wanted to understand what was the contribution of Seren Bio to the top line for this quarter. If you could clarify that, that will be helpful.
Yes, so Sharon has been our good acquisition and it is growing steadily along with the company's growth projection. The contribution has steadily increasing in sync with our overall growth trajectory.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touch-tone phone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone phones. The next question is from the line of Bijal Bakhai from Amit Jesani FinService. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good set of numbers. Just two queries. In the previous con calls, we had discussed about our asset turn being about three to four times approximately. Jammu, we have invested close to 700 crores. Logically, our top line could have been 2100 to 2500. So why are we capping it at 1400? Any specific reasons?
The investment is 480 crore. 480 crore.
Okay, it is not 7. Okay, I was under the... Okay. 700 crores, I thought it was. And the second thing is, when do we reach a break-even for Jammu in terms of the four blocks we have? So individually or on a the whole facility basis, I am okay. Because right now, I don't think we would have broken even. That would have also been putting pressure on the margins. Or am I wrong?
We are located to be...
Yes. So if we talk about break-even, we are nearing the EBITDA break-even on our current turnover. And as we discussed earlier also, considering this change dynamics of our 12% to 5% of GST, so we are reassessing our EBITDA levels and we should be able to comment on that in coming quarter.
Okay, thank you. That's all for me.
Thank you, sir. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Rahul Shah from Gold Star LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My question is, you mentioned that in long term, the margins will be 15 plus. Can you just comment because of this GST rework, which you have to do now from 12 to 5, and you might have signed some contracts already with some customers before this GST reset happened, and that may impact immediate this FY26 margin. And if you can... give some color on FY27 also on a short term. It will be helpful.
Sure. So that already I have covered that if you see from 12 to 5, then that we can say that it's a minus 7%. The other side say that we have the 5% price advantage from our competitor. Right? So it's a clear cut two way to see to this way. And what our Jammu facility is that we have developed a very good facility. It come out from the good in a good way. From the IPO time it was under construction. Then it was we have started the commercial production. We have been awarded WHO GMP certificate. We are going with the PIC certification. A lot of customers audit is already happened commercialization with few is already done. So let's say in B2B business, we have seen from a long trajectory that our margin stabilized somewhere between 13 to 17%. Or as a median, we can say the margin is sustainable margin is at a 15%. So the same trajectory hopefully that margin can be achieved from Jammu as well once the turnout stabilizes across the break-even level.
So you mean to say irrespective of this hiccup of GST, margin will sustain once the unit efficiencies come up. it will sustain at 15%.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, so we have another question. Should we take it ahead?
Yes, please.
The next question is from the line of Gaurav Bhama from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir. You're audible.
Yes, I just wanted to understand if we disclose the contribution of domestic branded generic business to the top line. Is it something if you're comfortable with for the 2Q? Domestic alone, branded GX.
See, Gaurav, we have reclassified our business areas from 1st of April 2025 between CDMO and branded generic. So that breakup in previous segments may not be available as of now.
Sure, thanks, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you once again for your continued support and confidence in Innova Captive. We remain committed to deliver sustained growth and creating long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Innova Captive Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.